All right, let's jump right in, shall we? This week, we're diving deep into the world of AI and machine learning. It's your weekly cheat sheet to sound brilliant in any conversation about AI.
That's right. We're cutting through the noise to what really matters in this crazy, fast-moving field.
And the first thing that's got my attention is the absolute explosion of companies jumping on the LLM bandwagon. Large language models everywhere you look.
Yeah, it's like they're all just throwing AI spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks.
But seriously, though, there is a reason for all this hype. I mean, ChatGPT, right? It's shown us just how much AI can change how we work, how we interact with technology.
Absolutely. But those off-the-shelf LLMs, as amazing as they are, they're not quite ready to run a business on their own.
So not quite ready for world domination yet.
Not just yet. They need fine-tuning, customization,
yeah,
to make sure they're accurate and reliable for specific tasks.
So it's like they've got the brains, but they need a little bit of guidance. And that's where these low-code agent builder platforms come in, right?
Exactly. Like Microsoft Copilot Studio and Salesforce Agentforce, they're leading the charge here.
And those are helping companies take these super powerful but kind of generic LLMs and turn them into specialists for their needs.
Think of it like training wheels for AI. Companies can feed these platforms their own data and train these LLMs to handle very specific tasks.
So instead of having to build an AI from scratch, you can kind of give it a crash course using these platforms.
It's kind of like taking a super smart but completely inexperienced intern and giving them the tools to become a master at a specific job, processing invoices or scheduling meetings or you name it.
So these AI interns, they come in for our jobs?
Not quite. While these platforms simplify things, you still need human expertise. Someone who gets how LLMs work and can make sure these AI agents are doing their job right.
So less replacing jobs and more about creating new ones, like these agentic developers I keep hearing about.
Exactly. Those are the folks bridging the gap between traditional coding and AI, taming those wild LLMs and making them actually useful. As companies lean more and more into AI, the need for these agentic developers is only going to skyrocket.
Speaking of Microsoft and LLMs, the big news this week was the official launch of Copilot Studio, and it's fully integrated with Microsoft Dynamics 365, their whole suite of business applications.
Yeah, it's all about automation and streamlining business processes. These Copilot Studio agents can handle so many tasks, prioritizing sales leads, scheduling meetings, optimizing supply chains, generating reports.
And they do it all crazy fast, like a squirrel on cocaine.
Maybe we can find a slightly less chaotic analogy, but yeah, the potential for increased efficiency is enormous. We're already seeing real-world results. McKinsey claims they've cut their client onboarding time by 90% using Copilot Studio agents.
90%? That's insane.
Yeah.
But I imagine some people are hearing this and thinking, okay, so these AI agents are coming for my job.
Mm-hmm. It's a valid concern. But remember, these agents are designed to work with us, not replace us. They handle the repetitive, time-consuming stuff, leaving us humans free to focus on the higher-level thinking, the creative stuff.
So more of a partnership than a hostile takeover. All right, let's switch gears for a minute and talk about another big player in the AI game, NVIDIA. They're known for their super powerful GPUs, but they just launched Nemotron 70B, their own LLM.
It definitely looks like they're aiming to be more than just a hardware company. This move is a clear sign that NVIDIA wants to be a major force in AI software.
So Nemotron 70B, this is a massive model trained on a vast data set. And one thing that's really interesting is they use synthetic data along with real-world data for training.
It's like artificially created data that adds to real-world information. It gives developers more scenarios and situations to train their models on. And with Nemotron, it seems to be paying off. It's showing incredible performance, even surpassing GPT-4 in some tests.
Wow, outperforming GPT-4. That's impressive. Makes you wonder about the future of AI development and how much of a role this synthetic data will play.
It's definitely a trend worth keeping an eye on. As AI models become more complex and require more and more data, this synthetic data could be a real game changer.
All right, let's shift away from the big tech giants for a minute and talk about something really exciting. The world of open source and decentralized AI. This is where things get really interesting, right?
Absolutely. There's a growing movement to make AI more accessible and transparent, and open source and decentralized models are playing a huge role in that.
It's like taking AI away from a few powerful players and giving it back to the people. So what are we seeing in this space?
Well, we've got Mistral making waves with their Mistral 3B and 8B models. These are designed to run on what we call edge devices. Think your laptop or even your phone.
And edge devices. I think we need to break that down for folks who aren't as familiar with the lingo.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Edge devices are basically any devices that operate outside of a central cloud or server. Your smartphone, your smartwatch, your laptop, those are all edge devices.
Got it. So these Mistral models are bringing AI directly to our personal devices.
Exactly. Imagine AI assistants that live right on your phone processing your data without having to send it to some big server. Huge win for privacy and security.
And it opens up a whole world of personalized AI experiences, right? Tailored to our individual needs and preferences. What else is shaking up the open source AI world?
Well, there's Intellect T1, a super cool project with a 10 billion parameter model trained by a collective called Open Dildico. It's a prime example of community-driven AI development.
I love that. It's like we're moving towards a future where AI is less about big corporations calling all the shots and more about shared ownership and collective innovation.
It's a powerful trend with huge potential to unlock incredible creativity and ingenuity. Now, before we move on, let's do a quick rundown of some other notable developments in the AI world this week.
Hit me with those quick hits. What else do we need to know?
So first up, OpenAI and Microsoft seem to be in the middle of renegotiating their partnership, and word on the street is Goldman Sachs is involved in the discussions.
Intriguing. What's the backstory there?
Seems OpenAI wants to be less reliant on Microsoft's cloud infrastructure, and at the same time, they're looking for ways to boost their revenue. They recently made a $10 million deal with Oracle. Could be a sign they're shifting gears in terms of partnerships.
Okay, so OpenAI is playing the field. Makes sense with their move to become a benefit corporation. What else is happening?
IBM just dropped Granite 3.0, their latest open source LLM designed for businesses. They're really positioning themselves as the go-to for open source AI in the enterprise world.
Open source seems to be the name of the game these days. Love to see big players like IBM embracing this approach. What else you got?
Well, this one might not be a surprise, but former OpenAI CTO Mira Murati is reportedly raising funds for a new AI startup. Could be valued at over $100 million.
Of course she is. Sounds like she's not done shaking up the AI world. I'm super curious to see what she's cooking up.
Me too. And finally, we have a really cool development in open source video generation. Allegro, a company you might not have heard of, released a model that can apparently generate 6-second HD video clips from text prompts.
Whoa! So AI is not just writing scripts or generating images anymore. Now it's directing mini movies. This is getting wild.
It's a huge step forward for content creation. Imagine whipping up short video clips for social media marketing or educational stuff.
Talk about putting the power of Hollywood in your pocket.
Ah!
So there you have it, folks, our whirlwind tour of this week's biggest AI and machine learning news.
It's a fast-moving field, and we've only just scratched the surface. There's so much more to unpack, from ethical concerns to how this is all going to impact different industries.
Well, lucky for you, that's exactly what we're going to be doing in the next part of this deep dive. We'll be exploring the deeper implications of all these developments and what they mean for the future of AI. So stick around.
I know, right? It's crazy to think just a few years ago, a lot of this stuff was pure science fiction, and now it's like we're living it.
It's like living in the future. But with all this change comes a lot of questions, like how are businesses supposed to keep up, navigate this whole AI-powered world?
Well, I think the biggest thing for businesses is they got to be adaptable, open to new technologies. Because the tools and the tech are changing so fast, what's hot today might be outdated tomorrow.
It's like trying to drink from a fire hose. So how do businesses even keep up without getting completely overwhelmed?
Focus on the fundamentals. You know, don't get lost in all the technical details. Instead, really understand the core concepts of AI and machine learning. Once you've got those down and you can figure out what's most relevant to your business, and then dive deeper into those specific applications.
So it's about finding your AI niche and becoming a master of that. But how do you even know where to start? There's just so much stuff out there, so many tools, so many applications.
Don't be afraid to experiment. There are tons of resources available online, open source models, online courses, communities. The best way to learn is by doing. So start playing around with different AI tools, see what they can do, how they might fit into your workflow.
It's all about getting your hands dirty and being open to new possibilities. Now, as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives, we can't ignore the impact on the workforce. We talked about the rise of agentic developers, but what about everyone else, those who aren't necessarily in tech-focused roles?
It's definitely something to think about, but the key is to see AI as an opportunity, not a threat. It's about augmenting human capabilities, not replacing them entirely. AI can take care of the repetitive tasks, but it can also enhance human skills and create new ways for us to collaborate.
So it's more about humans and AI working together, a partnership, not a competition.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. AI can analyze massive amounts of data, find patterns, and provide insights that we might miss. But we humans bring creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence to the table. Combine those strengths, and you've got a powerhouse for innovation and problem solving.
It's all about finding that sweet spot where human ingenuity and AI efficiency meet. All right, let's have some fun for a minute. What were some of the more surprising or quirky AI developments you came across this week?
Oh, there were a few that made me chuckle. One story that really caught my eye was about this AI system trained to identify bird species by their songs, but it accidentally learned to recognize the sounds of human activity in the background.
So instead of identifying birds, it was identifying like lawnmowers and car horns.
Exactly. Seems like the AI was more interested in the sounds of civilization than those sweet bird songs.
That's hilarious. It's a good reminder that AI doesn't always learn what we want it to learn. Sometimes it picks up on unexpected patterns and takes us down these funny little rabbit holes.
It definitely highlights the importance of careful data selection and model training. Oh, and speaking of unexpected outcomes, I came across this research project where they used AI to generate personalized lullabies for babies.
Personalized lullabies. That's adorable. How does that even work?
They analyzed the baby's sleep patterns and preferences, and then used AI to create unique melodies specifically designed to soothe them to sleep.
So, like a personal composer for your baby. Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on the big picture, the broader trends shaping the AI landscape. What are you most excited about? And what keeps you up at night?
Honestly, what excites me the most is the sheer potential of AI to solve some of humanity's biggest challenges: climate change, disease, poverty, inequality. AI can be a powerful force for good, but only if we develop it and use it responsibly.
It's not just about building cool AI tools. It's about making sure those tools are used to benefit everyone.
Exactly. We got to be mindful of potential biases in AI systems, the impact on jobs and the workforce, the ethical implications of these increasingly powerful technologies.
It's like we're holding this incredibly powerful tool, and it's up to us to use it wisely. All right, before we get to our final thoughts on the future of AI, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be exploring some of the under-the-radar AI advancements that are shaping the world beyond all the LLM hype. Stick with us. All right, welcome back. So we've talked about the LLM frenzy, the rise of open-source AI. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to make sure we touch on some of the less hyped areas where AI is quietly changing the game.
Yeah, good point. While everyone's been obsessing over LLMs, there's a whole world of AI advancements happening in robotics, computer vision, even material science and drug discovery.
So while we're all busy being amazed by AI chatbots and art generators, there are scientists and engineers using AI to potentially transform healthcare, transportation, manufacturing, you name it. What are some of the coolest things you're seeing in these areas?
Well, one area that I find particularly fascinating is material science. Researchers are using AI to design new materials with specific properties: lighter, stronger, more sustainable. Imagine self-healing materials, or materials that can adapt to different environments.
That's some next-level stuff.
Yeah.
It's wild to think AI could help us create things that were once thought to be impossible. What about healthcare? Any big breakthroughs happening there?
Definitely. AI is being used to diagnose diseases earlier and more accurately, develop personalized treatment plans, even speed up drug development. Imagine a world where AI could look at your medical history, your genetics, your lifestyle, and create a healthcare plan tailored just for you.
That's incredible. It feels like we're on the verge of a healthcare revolution. Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something we talked about earlier, the rise of open source and decentralized AI. It really feels like a movement that's changing the whole AI landscape.
For sure. The idea of making AI accessible to everyone, empowering individuals and communities to be a part of its development, it's exciting. We're seeing amazing projects coming out of the open source community, and this whole collaborative approach is driving innovation like never before.
It's like a global brain trust coming together to unlock AI's true potential. It's really inspiring to see. So we've covered a lot of ground today. As we wrap up, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember about the state of AI right now?
The AI world is changing so fast. It's crucial to stay curious, keep learning, and embrace the possibilities. AI isn't just a technology, it's a transformative force that's going to reshape our world in ways we can't even imagine.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, the future of AI isn't set in stone. We're all shaping it with the choices we make and the actions we take. So stay informed, stay engaged, and let's build a future where AI benefits everyone. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, keep pushing those boundaries.